Mary looks at me sometimes coming to church. You nervous? There ain't a time that when I know I'm getting in the pulpit that I ain't nervous. I want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay humble.
Yeah.
God, I can't.
Right,
I'm just his vessel.
Yeah.
And I need him to touch me. I told the Lord, I'm so small, Jesus, and I'm nothing without you.
That's right.
I can't do it. Would you take this, Lord, and help the people with it? So I want to pick back up where I was last week a little bit. In Isaiah 43:7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. God wants to get glory out of us. Did you know that?
Yes.
I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Oh, how much God has invested in us.
Right.
How much the Lord longs to hear from us.
Yes.
To commune with us. For us to talk to him. Pray to him. And seek him. Have fellowship with him. He longs to hear from you.
Oh.
He wants to see you on your knees calling to him.
Yes.
He wants to see you drawn close to him. He's created you for his glory.
Yes.
You're here for a purpose.
Amen.
And the Lord loves you. He wants to reveal himself to you. But we must have a desire. We must have a heart for God to draw close to him.
Amen.
And to love him and to serve him.
Oh.
Can you say this morning, Lord, I want to please you.
Lord, I want.
Revelations 4:11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Yes.
The 24 elders before the throne of God and the Lamb fell down on their face and took their crowns and cast them before the throne, saying, thou art worthy to receive the glory and the honor and the praise and the thanksgiving. Can you raise your little hand and say, Lord, help me, God, to be glad in my soul and to praise you, Lord Jesus, for you long for your people to worship you. There's something about, listen, this morning, the closest you'll ever get to heaven before you get there, the closest you'll ever be to heaven is when you praise the Lord and worship him in the spirit and in the truth. There's just something about when you truly and fully worship the Lord. It means that you're giving every atom of your soul and every fiber of your being. You're surrendering, you're entering your vessel. You're giving him your mind. You're giving him all the thoughts of your heart. You're giving him your desire and your love. You're surrendering everything. When you worship and when you praise, you're yielding your soul. You're yielding your heart. Open it wide open for the Holy Ghost to come down and feel your heart. It's me, Lord. I'm your vessel. I'm your praise in this earth. I am your instrument, God.
Hey,
yes.
What are you to the Lord this morning?
Yes.
How much do you love him? How much are you giving him?
Yes.
Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name.
Amen.
Come before him and praise him and worship him. Bring your sacrifice unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord the glory that's due unto his name. Worship him. Worship him.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
This thing's bigger than I am, Brother George.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Prayer and praise.
Come on.
Is the church's secret powerful weapon in this last day?
Oh, yes.
If I prayed and didn't praise and worship him, I'm lifeless and I'm hopeless.
Amen.
Listen, my friend, I have no life in me if I don't praise him.
That's right.
Yes.
Come on, there's no life, no life. Come on.
Bless him.
He, hallelujah, that wants the close walk with the Lord must praise him.
Praise God.
And must lift up holy hands to Him. Must reach to Him. Hallelujah. Bless in His name.
Glory.
Assuming that you do have a good prayer life, your praises are more important to the Lord than you ever thought they would be. Oh, your prayer life is important. Don't you get me wrong. It's a must. The devil, your enemy, don't want you praying and seeking the face of God. But what he's really afraid of, what he's really afraid of most in is your praise and your worship. He's more afraid of your praise than anything else. Listen, the demon forces of hell, they fear and tremble when God's people begin to praise the Lord and worship Him. Because the devil and the powers of darkness know that when the church begins to praise, God shows up. And He inhabits the praises of His people. He'll come down in power to save and to heal. God moves. And for those that will bless the Lord and praise Him, those are the ones that God will touch. I said those are the ones that God will bless.
Amen.
Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord. Do you want to draw nigh to God? Do you really, really, really want Him? Do you really want to show Him that you love Him?
Yes.
Do you? You want to show Him?
Amen.
Love you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, I reach to you. You don't know how many times in my home I walk through it and I go back in my study. Right out of the clear blue, I lift my hand and just wave it to the Lord. Wave it to the Lord. Holy, 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 holy Lord God Almighty. Listen, listen. When I was hired on the birth of the plan, I was 20 years old. I got saved at 20. I got hired in January the 3rd, 1974 at the Nickel plant up there. And I had such a hunger and a thirst for God. I picked my Bible with me and I let that 14-inch saw hit cut through that metal that's 14 inches in diameter through it. And I'd run that piece up there and I'd measure it and everything. And as that saw was going through, and it was water cool, and the water would come down over a big carborundum blade. And it was a cutting through. It'd take several minutes to cut through. And I'd turn around like this. And I'd open the drawer, open my Bible up, and I began to read the Bible. I had an insatiable desire for the Bible. I couldn't lay it down. Everywhere I went, I carried God's Word. I had a little Bible about like this, about that long. I carried it everywhere. Oh, the hunger that I had for the Lord, the desire. Went around and get another one in there and open it up and read and turn the pages. Jesus would walk right out of those pages, right into my heart. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lunchtime would come around. Like there'd be times I'd leave the lunchbox closed, and I worked midnight, and I'd get out, and I'd walk through the door, the man door, and I'd go around that department, Brother Jason. It was a long department, and I'd look up into the stars of the sky. And I would pray. I would lift my hand and I'd say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. There was cabinets. Listen, there was cabinets they had next to the wall, but they had like lines running behind them, water lines and stuff. And they had the cabinets out like this, that far away, so that, you know, people getting in there and fix things when they go wrong. And it wasn't no wider, listen, than this chair, hardly no wider at all. I went and found me some cardboard, and I folded it and put it in there. It was concealed. It was all the way over on the other side of the building. The men and the lunch hour, they'd go in into the break room and they's in there telling their dirty jokes and everything. I just wanted to be away with the Lord. I just wanted to be in His presence. I wanted to talk to Him and tell Him that I love Him. And I'd squeeze right in through there and go down where those cabinets was and go all the way back in there where nobody could find me. And I'd kneel down and bury my face in that cardboard. And I said, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I praise you, God. I thank you, sweet Lord. And I'm telling you, I had something to keep me. Oh, the Holy Ghost would come down and bless me, Brother George. I'd come out of there, my face wet with tears. I've had to ask me what's wrong. And I said, ain't nothing wrong. I said, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. They was one devil-possessed man that operated a saw right down from me. He got mad and he kicked one of those milk cartons hard as he could like that. That thing went by me like that. He looked at me and said, "Shut up, Holy Ghost. Shut up, Holy Ghost."
Wow.
I was getting close to the Lord, and the devil knew it. Hallelujah. I tell you, the devil knows you. Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? I tell you what, hell knows you. He knows just how close you are to God. He knows just how dedicated you are to Jesus. He knows if you got a prayer life or not. He knows if you love the Lord and you worship the Lord, you're not ashamed of Him. I tell you, hell knows it, and they'll get back from you. That devil-possessed man, he told me, he said, "I had the spirits to come to me," and said, "They'll come down like a light upon me." He said, "I had my mommy to talk to me." The guy was devil-possessed. He would take up two by twos like that and sling them up at the crane operator and hit the bottom of the crane cab, cussing and everything. But I tell you, it didn't bother me a bit. I had Jesus. You know why? Because I had a prayer life, and I had a hunger, and I thirsted for the Lord, and I worshiped God, and I praised Him, and I walked in the Spirit. The Bible says, "I walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." For the Spirit, it'll contrary unto the flesh. You can't do the things that you once did, because the Holy Ghost, if He lives and abides in your heart, there will be a warfare there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. These two are contrary one to the other. Come on, which one of you is stronger? You stronger in your flesh, or are you stronger in your spirit? Does any least little thing get you down? Come on. Oh God. Does this old world attract you? Does it pull on you? Is it more of a pull on you than heaven is? Come on. Raise your little hand. I want heaven's magnet, Lord, to pull them up on my soul. I want God's holy magnet to pull upon my soul. I want God. I want the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want the Spirit of the Lord. Reach for Him. Raise your hand this morning and reach unto the Lord. Lift up your heart with your hands unto God in heaven. Draw nigh to Him and He'll draw nigh to you. Oh, praise the Lord. There's power this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Ye shall tread upon serpents and scorpions and serpents, and nothing shall by any means harm you." Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, the devils of hell fought me, but I held on. Glory to God. Glory to God. You say you're beside yourself this morning, Tommy. No, I ain't. I've had the devil to come right in my house. I've had a spirit to enter right into my house. When I was writing these books and everything, getting ready to put out this last book, the devil did not want it out, because I opened up describing the powers of hell and how the devil and his demons and the powers of darkness bind people. I opened it up and described how to get victory over the devil. I have had the devil right in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock in the morning. There was a power and a force came in. I felt it walking down the hall. It came down in my bedroom. You say, "I don't believe it." I don't care if you believe it or not. This thing is real. I said, "It's real." And there was a force that walked into my room, and it hovered over my bed in a form, in a dark form. And I put up my hand like this. That's the hand that I write with. That's the hand that I study and write for your Sunday school lessons. This is the hand that writes the messages that goes in the book. That thing hovered over me, and I put my hand up and I started up praying. It took a hold of my hand and bent it backward and tried to break it. I said, "In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. I plead the blood." And that thing dissipated and it left the house. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got a desire to serve God and get close to Him. You're going to fight to get there. You're going to come up against doubts and fears and the things and the cares of this life. And you're going to have to cast it aside. The Bible said to lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset you. Hallelujah. Cast it aside. Be surprised at the things that are keeping people bound, keeping them bound, keeping them bound. Yeah. Hallelujah to the Lord. I don't want the devil to bind me no more. You had me once, Satan, you ain't going to get me anymore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told Mary, I said, I tell people that now, say, you're crazy. You look me right back in the eyes. I'm going to tell you the powers of hell are real.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
They are real, brother.
Amen.
Hey, sweet God. Coming down 64, that book was just about ready to come out. Coming down 64, I was in that blue Subaru, the other car that I had. And they was two young girls. I was in the fast lane. They was two young girls right here. And there was a man in a big white, looked like a Ford F-250, a big white one. He had dark sunglasses on. Hey, Lord, devil like to snap you right out. Did you know that? He'd like to hinder you. He'd like to throw you roadblocks. He'd try to get you angry. Oh, Lord, when I would speed up, those two girls over there looking at me and laughing at me and sneering at me, they'd speed up. The man in behind me was almost hitting my bumper, and he'd come as hard as he could right up on my bumper and hit his brake. I went up a little 75 mile an hour, and they looked at me in a sneer, just like the devil was sneering at me, and I went to 80. And they went up, and that man in behind me was a-coming everything that he had right up to my bumper like that. And honest, I looked through that rearview mirror. It looked like I saw a demon. I saw a demon in his face. I saw a frown. I saw evil inside of that man. He tried to run me over. And I went up to 90, and they went up to 90, and the man behind me was giving all that he got, and he slammed his brakes right in within inches of my bumper. I shoved it to 92 miles an hour and went over around those two girls, just barely missing him. That man slammed that truck to the floor and come in and tried to run me into the guardrail.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was with him.
Bless him, Lord.
She was with me. Her face blood red. Did that make you mad?
I was afraid.
Yes, it made me mad. I said, that guy's trying to kill us. He's trying to kill us. He's trying to kill us. It wasn't flesh and blood.
Bless him, Lord.
This thing goes beyond flesh and blood.
Right,
we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know that's not what your enemy is. But we wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in the high places and the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Amen.
All around you, listen to me, over your head are principalities. What do you think and why does people do the hideous things that they do? They're controlled by these principalities, oh God, that is around in the atmosphere all around you. Have you ever come into a time that an evil thought or an evil attitude or an evil desire out of nowhere comes into your mind? Oh, what is it? Did you know that the satellites, they've got over 1,800 satellites all around the globe right now? Did you know that they're pumping down pornography and violence and hate and filthiness and corruption? I want you to know that the devil rides. He rides on the atmosphere. Hallelujah. The TV signals. He rides down. Hallelujah. The signals. Lord, the images that are pumped, Lord God Almighty, from the satellites down into people's homes. No wonder they're all wrapped up in the sin and ungodliness. No wonder we have violence in the streets. My Lord, it's everywhere you look. There is a magnitude power of the devil all around you.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord God,
right.
Bless you. Yeah, Lord. I can't even get back to this Sunday school lesson. Lord, we're up against it. The Bible said to put on the whole armor of God. The Holy Ghost worded it that way because God don't tie you down. He will not put His armor on you. But you got to have a hunger, and you got to have a desire, and you got to offer God the vessel and say, here's my heart, my soul, my mind, and my body. I don't want the devil to have anything that I have. I sold out to the Lord a lock, stock, and barrel a long time ago. He don't own one string. He don't control me anymore. Yes, I fight battles, but I cast off the works of darkness, and I put on the armor of light and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and the word of God and the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness, and my feet are shod with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give Him a praise this morning. It's the only way you overcome. The only way you're going to overcome is through the blood of the Lamb and the Word of God. The Word of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, a prophecy come through here years ago. And it said, take unto you the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Give unto the Holy Ghost the sword in your heart, in your life. We're going to have to read the Word of God more in this last day. And we're going to have to camp and pitch our tent more and more over our Bible. If we're going to overcome what's coming up on the land, we're going to have power to stand. It said, offer the Holy Ghost a sword so that He can fight your battles. Can I tell you, the Holy Ghost abides down inside of the heart. Give Him the sword. What is the sword? Read. Let your eyes behold the Word of God and hide it down in your heart and let it not depart from thine eyes. For it is power and it is life and it is healing unto them that find it and health to all of our flesh. Our healing is in the Word of God. Our power is in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our victorious living is in the Word of God. Hide it down in your heart. Hallelujah. Give the Holy Ghost a sword to fight your battles with.
Glory
yes.
To God.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory be unto God.
Give it to Him.
Hallelujah.
Give it to Him.
Hallelujah. You're right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do what I say. Thank you, Lord. There's life right here.
Amen, brother.
I say the rivers of life flows from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen, brother.
I say there's a thread of blood. There's a flow of blood from Genesis to Revelation. It's redeeming blood. It's cleansing blood. And the ultimate came a little bit over 2,000 years ago when God sent His Son down into the world. For He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And His Son went to the cross and shed every drop of blood for you to redeem you and to cleanse you and to wash you. There's power. Hallelujah. In the Word of the living God, it's a message from the heart of God to you that you can overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the Word of God. Raise your hand and praise Him this morning. Never will forget.
Lord.
Us fighting devils. You ever fight devils?
Amen.
You ever fight demons?
Yes.
Powers of evil?
Have your way, Lord.
Oh, now. Paul did. He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We can't use a ball bat or a gun or a knife on the devil.
Yes.
Woo! He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fought with flesh and blood. He said, but they're mighty. Hallelujah. They're a spiritual warfare to pulling down. Hallelujah. Pulling down the strongholds. You'd be surprised at the strongholds that are even in God's people's lives. When the devil comes in and he puts something in around you or brings it into your mind, it becomes a hold. And after a while, it becomes a stronghold that you cannot break through it. But Paul said the weapons are spiritual weapons that you can get in a spirit of prayer, and the Holy Ghost can help you to pull down those strongholds and cast down the imaginations. Hallelujah. And bring your mind a captive to the Lord. Raise your little hand and praise Him until you were in a warfare and the devil don't want you a praying. He don't want you a worshiping God. He'd like to close your mouth from praising the Lord. But there is power in prayer, and there's power. I said when the early church came together in one mind and one accord in an upper room for 10 days, they prayed and sought the Lord. I'm telling you, there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house wherein they were sitting, and there appeared unto them clothed tongues as a fire, and it came upon each of them and filled them with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. I want to tell you, you will not make it in this hour without the blood and the power of God's Word and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on, come on.
Bless you, Lord.
You won't do it.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on.
Pull them down strongholds.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Good preaching, man.
Oh, God.
Casting down imaginations.
Praise be to God.
Yeah.
People live in a fantasy world, don't they?
Amen. Yes, right, bro.
They feed their mind. They feed their soul. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Glory, glory, glory.
It pumps 24/7 out of the satellites right on down people's homes.
Praise be to God.
Thank God.
I'm dropping a comment.
Drawn out of God, He'll draw out of you.
Oh God.
Come on.
That's right.
Imaginations. You imagine people live in a fantasy world. They try to live out what they see others do.
Yeah, thank God. It's the truth, bro.
Ain't nothing but a fake and a veneer. It ain't real.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something is real as the Holy Ghost this morning.
Amen.
Carolyn, you're right in the house of God where the Holy Ghost is moving in the Spirit of God. The Word is being manifested to you. You can see the power of it and the richness of God's Holy Word. It'll keep you. I said, it'll keep you, my Lord, in heaven.
Yes, it will.
How many's got a hunger for the Word of God every day, every day, every day? Don't you let a day go by. Don't you let a day go by.
Come on, come on.
Come on, read God's Word. Hide it in your heart. Get it. Read it out loud. I told Mary, I told this church before, Brother Scotty, when you read the Bible, read it out loud, because there's something when you read it out loud, your ears pick it up and it registers on your spirit. Because if your mouth's closed and you read it to yourself, 100 other things come into your mind.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Just like Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, mighty
like
God.
Yeah.
You know why the cashiers at Speedway, Walmart, and all these stores, you know, when they're hired in, the boss tells them when somebody hands you a bill, say it out loud. I hand them a 20, like that right there. I hand them the 20, and that cashier says, out of 20.
Yeah.
It registers what she said. Hand her a $5 bill. She said out of five. It keeps her from forgetting, because when she gets in the drawer, if she says nothing, she could forget that I gave her a 20 and she might shortchange me. What you say registers on your spirit.
Yes, be the
right.
Right.
And when you praise the Lord, you stand, you testify, it'll help you a lot more sometimes than it does everybody else around you because you're praising God. Woo! Give him a wave offering this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, bless you.
I want the good things to register on my spirit. Come on, I'm trying to help us this morning. You want more victory? You want more power? We're going to have to do something to get it. Come on now.
Amen.
Oh, world, pulling on you. You feel weak and you feel like your head just above the water a little bit. God's got greater than that. Come on, I said God's got greater than that.
Yes, he does. Thank you, Lord.
I wouldn't say for very long. I guess they'll have to make part three out of this.
Come on.
They are.
I wouldn't say very long. The devil's a pulling. He's a hitting. I had people to come against me. My own mommy, she did not realize. Bless her heart. She said, you're deceived. She said, you're mixed up with them people down there. And she said, honey, I'm so worried about you. You're deceived. I was in my bedroom. Before Mary and I was married, we got married when I was 25. She was 23. I was up in my bedroom studying my Bible and everything and all. I had my door closed. I'd been praying, worshiping the Lord. Them being, you know, of a formal church that don't believe in the Holy Ghost power and the fire and the anointing of God. I heard something looking around. Mom's hand was on that doorknob. She pushed it up. Come in there and sat on the edge of my bed. Mommy, Mommy wants to talk to you. I said, okay. She sat on the edge of my bed. She said, honey, she said, I had a dream about you. And she said, I saw a great big old black spider. Said it had big old dark black hands to it and said he was just a weaving a web around you. And said he was almost about ready to devour you. Said, honey, I'm so worried about you. Said you're deceived going into them Pentecostal churches like that. Mommy's worried about you. Do you think that bothered me one ounce? Yeah, I got hurt when she done that. I got hurt. I let her say what she said. And she went on out the door. And I said, I love you, Mommy. But what I got in 1974 down on bended knees, 4 years later in a Holy Ghost service as they was singing and the music was going, the drums was playing, the lead guitar, and the man was singing with everything that he had. There was something out of the glory world that came down in the crown of my head and out through the bottom of my feet. I fell and went back under a folding seat in that local 40 Union Hall. And when I came to, I was speaking in a heavenly language. I'm going to tell you, I've never been the same since. Come on, raise your little hand. Oh, praise the Lord. Brother Jason, it's kept me when people's come against me, when loved ones push me out, and some I can meet right this very day in a store, and they'll only talk and get so close to me, and I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. They're in a formal church, and they don't believe in all of that speaking in tongues and the power of God. But I tell you, that's what's keeping me alive. Well, praise the Lord. Give him a hand clap this morning. I got something a long time ago, and God has proved his power to me over and over and over. Well, praise the Lord. I've had the Holy Ghost to rise up and fight my battles for me.
Thank you, Lord.
I wouldn't say very long. The devils are throwing everything that he had at me. Good, sweet Jesus. And I had a dream, God coming to me in a dream. And I remember I went across the road and up a hill. I was almost to the top of that hill. There's a big pasture field. And I wanted to come back home. And I thought to myself, I need to get home. But there were snakes, Brother Daniel, everywhere. They was all around me. Hallelujah. All kind of little round ones and great big round ones and big long ones. And some was coiled up and they was looking at me like they was going to strike me. And in the dream I said, Lord, I need to go home. God, would you help me get home? And Brother George, I hold my hand. The Holy Ghost came down in that dream and picked me up. Hallelujah. And I lifted up, I guess, 3 or 4 foot off of the ground. And the Spirit of God carried me off from the hill and all the way down to my front porch. Woo! Well, praise.
Praise the Lord. Nothing shall by any means harm you. Well, praise the Lord. You got victory because Jesus is greater than the devil. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Woo! God said, I made you more than a conqueror, more than an overcomer. It's through Christ. Hallelujah this morning.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I've been in places. I've had some experiences.
Yeah.
I have. God has moved. God has touched me. He has showed me things.
Yes.
And I hold them dear in my heart today.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed that testimony a while ago.
Yes.
I felt what you felt.
Wonderful.
I looked over here, he was about ready to cry. Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank
you,
Lord. My Lord, I feel him.
Hallelujah be to God.
Holy
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Come on. Oh.
Thank you, Lord. God has you.
Oh, Spirit
thank
of God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this thing's real. It flows from breast to breast. There is a connection. The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we're sons and daughters of Almighty God. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. There is a connection between heaven and your soul. If you belong to Jesus, you'll know it. I said you'll know it the moment you sell out to Him, and when He walks inside of your heart, you'll never doubt it. I said you'll never doubt it. The tears will well up in your eyes. There'll be a joy down inside of you. There'll be a hope inside. Brother Scotty, a long time ago, I said goodbye to the world and the sin, the drugs and the alcohol. I got rid of it all, dumped it. Hallelujah. I got rid of the rock music. The very night that I got saved, Brother George, I pulled the car over to the side of the road, and I had a tape case in the back seat. My dad and my mommy was with me that night that I got gloriously saved. I pulled that old car off on a steep hill. Hey, Lord, and I pulled it over into those gravels. I said, Daddy, I said, reach me that tape case up here. And my mommy is sitting here in the passenger side. And I flipped that little tab. I raised up the lid like that, and it went over partially on Mom's left leg. And I tell you what, I got into them away track tapes, and I made a stack, about three or four stacks inside of my lap. I reached over to that car, to the handle of it, and I opened it, and I pushed it open, and I got every one of those tapes, and I cradled them in my arms, and I put my leg out of that 1974 Plymouth Duster, and I went around the front of that car with the headlights on. Mommy and Daddy are looking on. What's our son doing? Well, glory to God. I went over to the side of the embankment where the honeysuckle was, and I said, Jesus, no more rock music and no more drugs, no more alcohol. I thank you for saving me tonight. I've never lost that feeling. It's real. I've never lost the excitement and the joy of that night that He saved me.
Hey, man.
It's still real. It's still sweet to my soul. Jesus is the sweetest thing that you'll ever experience in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, I feel revival, Brother Jason.
Glory.
I said I feel a revival. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I feel a revival. I said the Lord wants to revive His church. He wants to renew them back in His glory and in His power. How long has it been since you felt the power of Almighty God and felt the Holy Ghost welling up inside of the well of your heart? Hallelujah.
Glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
How long has it been? Jesus took that woman at the well. You come here to draw a natural. spiritual water. But if you drink of that water in Jacob's well, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I give unto you, you'll never thirst again. You won't have to come here to draw it, but it'll be a well in you, a springing up into everlasting life. And that last great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Hallelujah. As the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of the Kota of the Bahia, raise your hand and praise him. There's life in the spirit.
Amen.
I said there's life in the Holy Ghost. There's life in the Word of God. There's life. There's power in the Word. There's power in the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
It's time we start pulling some things down.
And
casting them out.
You're right.
Glory be to God.
We'll get that power.
Amen.
We'll get that power. He'll shake you. At times the Spirit of God moved upon. Moses and Samson moved upon him in the camp of Dan. At times the Spirit of God moved and came upon Samson.
Thank you, Lord.
In the camp of Dan. Lord have mercy. I can't do it. I can't fight this battle. These enemies, you don't realize these fleshly enemies and problems that I've got. But I tell you what, when you start putting the Lord first and begin to worship and praise Him and offer Him. Listen, the worship I told you a while ago is surrendering your all. Every atom of your being, every fiber of your soul, you give it to God. That's when He'll feel you. I said, that's when He'll feel you. When you've done all that you can do and you open and you give God your mouth. Give Him your tongue of praise and worship. How many's ever seen anybody get the Holy Ghost when they was praying? They do get it that way. But I'm telling you, when you sell out, and most of the people that get the Holy Ghost, the baptism is when they're praising God. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Come on, be glory. I praise you. I praise you. No feeling in the whole world. I'm getting closer, Lord. I'm getting closer to you. I feel the chills. I feel the warmness, Lord. I feel the nearness. You're getting closer. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Holy Ghost, to come down.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy sakes. Honest. Don't miss next Sunday.
Jesus.
Because I do have something I got to deal with. It will help you. It's a revelation from the Holy Ghost. It's a revelation from the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
I'll give you this much of it. Lucifer was the highest angel that God had.
Yep.
He was the anointed cherub that covered.
Jesus.
He hovered over the throne and around the throne of God.
Mm-hmm.
God said, when I created you perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I created within you the tabrets and the pipes. I put music in you. But something happened to Lucifer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Jesus said, I beheld him when God kicked him out, cast him to earth. This lightning fell. That's, will I ever stay out of this? Lord, have mercy.
Have your way, Lord.
Where's he at right now? Woe to the inhabitants and the inhabitants of earth. For Satan has come down unto you with great wrath. He hates you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does, right?
I said the devil hates you.
Yep.
He hates you.
He'll try to keep you from praying. He'll try to keep you from your prayer closet. He'll try to keep you from worshiping God. He'll try sometimes to tell you, you can stay home tonight. Come on. When you know good and well, sometimes you've missed church. There's half two cases. I realize that.
Bless
you. When you can go out and you can go to Walmart and you can go to the stores and do this and do that, you're missing your power. Your strength is in the house of God.
Amen.
Would you stand with me? Stand with me tonight. This morning.
Thank you.
Oh God, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Would you find a place right now and just start your prayer. I love you, Jesus, I love you. I love your word, I love the Spirit, I love the sweet Holy Ghost. I love the blood of the Lamb, I love salvation. I love your good salvation, Lord. Oh, there ain't nothing in the world any better than feeling that good salvation. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on, friend, the joy of the Lord is your strength.